Today, the scriptures are challenging and clear. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Put to death the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. One of the many things that I appreciate about our parish is people's generosity. I'm not just talking about financial generosity, although I do appreciate that as well. I'd like to share just a few of what could be many, many, many examples. So one is a man who has mowed the grass here at church every summer for 30 years, starting when this building opened. A woman who's been coming early every Sunday morning for years to unlock the church, to turn on the lights, to open some doors and get things ready for the rest of us to come and pray. Another woman who goes and gets the donuts every Sunday morning and brings them here and gets them ready for the people who will later come and serve them. A month ago, someone spent hours one hot day in the sun taking out all the weeds in the sidewalks leading up to the church in preparation for the wedding of her friend's granddaughter. We have people here who are here almost every week during the school year to serve as catechists, to share faith with our children in public schools. There's someone who's given hours and hours of his time and expertise for years, using his professional background to help our Catholic school system behind the scenes to be in a good and stable place financially. Last summer, a couple from our parish spent days and days painting every hallway in this building, along with two of the classrooms. Someone else has been refinishing the tops of the pews and the windowsills in our church. Each winter, people volunteer to shovel if it snows on the weekend, and they hope it doesn't snow on the weekend they signed up for. I could go on and on and on about how many people are very, very generous with their time and skills in serving our community. They give a wonderful witness to me and many others of what our scripture readings and our faith are all about. Many people go beyond our parish to help others in need locally, as they give their time at Father Carr's, at Bella, which is now called Vita, St. Vincent de Paul, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, the Christine Ann Center, Day by Day, World Relief, and our refugee family, and many other places and with many other organizations that serve others. Our parish also has a history of mission trips to the Dominican Republic and to areas of Appalachia. Our diocese has a mission in the Dominican Republic, and our parish has had several sister parishes over the years. Our current relationship with Holy Cross Parish in Jackson, Kentucky, began 8 years ago. I was fortunate enough to go on a high school mission trip there in 2019. There'll be another high school group going there this Friday. We're very grateful to Sister Amy, the parish life director at Holy Cross, for coming to Oshkosh to be with us this weekend. Being in a relationship with a sister parish hopefully benefits both parishes. Hopefully we may be able to assist the people of Breathitt County, Kentucky, and they certainly help us. Those who have gone to visit and to serve come back richer people. I know that I have. Today in the scriptures, we heard the dangers of what happens at the end of our life if we're focused mainly on ourselves. Many of the things we spend our time and money on are not the things that are most important. This morning, let's allow the example of people around us who are real examples of service to challenge us to go beyond ourselves. Let's allow our sister parish relationship to be a reminder that most of us have more than what we need. Instead of our focusing on getting more security, more money, a better car, better house, let's hear God's call to focus on the things that are of Him. Let's allow Jesus, in His sacrifice on the cross, to show us how to love, how to serve, how to give ourselves generously in a way that truly matters.